If you're like me, you look forward to the mindfulness episodes that we've been doing with Upland Hills Health Behavioral Health Counselor, Allison Gieseking. And today she's got another guided imagery piece for us. So get comfortable with your feet on the floor, and we'll get started next. This is the Inspire Health Podcast from Upland Hills Health. I'm Scott Webb. Allison, so nice to be back on with you again. Last time we did the body scan, and I know you've got something special planned again today. And, you know, we hope folks do as I'm doing, is participate in these things. So they listen, they participate, they can always pause and come back later. They can always revisit these things or play things for their kids if that week was appropriate for kids. Not that anything was inappropriate for kids, but we've established that some are better for adults, some are good for adults and their kids and so on. So what are we going to do today?
So today we will actually be doing another guided imagery. It's very similar to the rainbow one that we did a few weeks ago. It was the very first one that we did, I believe.
Right.
So with this one, it's going to be for all ages, which will be great. You can do this with your littles, your middles, and your adults. So everyone can benefit from this one. And something to note with this is, we are going to engage all of our senses with this one, very similar to that other one we did with the rainbow, except we're going to have a little bit more interactive playfulness with our imagination and how we feel, see, and how we hear things. So one really great thing about our imagination is that it's a wonderful thing to have. It helps us be creative, right?
Yeah.
And that is so helpful when we are maybe writing a book, or even developing a movie or writing a song, right? But when that creativity or that imagination gets a little out of hand, that can actually make our mental health take a little bit of a plummet, right? Our anxiety, we go down the worst case scenario. It really brings up a lot of different negative ideas that can come out. So being able to know that you have control over that and how we can redirect that into a more healthy response can really help us when we're in those mindsets.
I often fantasize about writing a book or writing a story, you know? And so for me, this is just a little more of a selfish thing. Like, I'm like, all right, well, this maybe will help me take those ideas that are swirling around in my head and maybe I can actually put them on paper. And I'll share some of the profits with you, of course, if this turns out to be a successful venture. But today, as we've done the last couple of times, we'll let you drive.
Wonderful. So before we get started, I want to go through a little bit of instruction with you today. So guided visualization or guided imageries, they're both kind of one and the same. You can use that terminology interchangeably, which is great. So we want you to relax your eyes and imagine being in a place that's peaceful and relaxing. So an example for you could be grandma's house, could be a beach. It could be even something religious or that you've had faith in, you know, that paradise or heaven or whatever you believe in. And even a fireplace can be something that we think of, that cozy, comfortable area with some hot cocoa and tea. Whatever brings you comfort and makes you feel kind of that warm, tingly sensation you get when you're like, yes, this is the place I want to be at. This is my relaxed state. And when we do that, we're going to use all of our senses to, maybe we're at the beach, we're going to see waves. We're going to hear the birds. Maybe smell the flowers or feel the heat of the sun. And that's just an example of how we can instantly get into that place, just relaxing your eyes and thinking of that comfortable place. So let's get started. A guided imagery script is a set of spoken instructions or prompts that guide individuals through a mental journey or visualization. It is often used for relaxation, stress reduction, and therapeutic purposes. I want you to begin by finding a quiet and comfortable place to just relax with no distractions. You can sit, lie down in a position that feels comfortable to you, and gently close your eyes. I want you to take a moment to focus on your breath, allowing it to slow and deepen naturally. And as you breathe deeply, I want you to imagine yourself standing in a lush, vibrant meadow on a warm summer day. I want you to feel the softness of the grass beneath your bare feet, and maybe the gentle breeze brushing against your skin. I want you to take a minute to immerse yourself in the beauty and tranquility of the natural setting. In the distance, you notice a sparkling, crystal clear stream. As you walk towards it, you can hear the soothing sound of water trickling over the smooth stones. As you reach the edge of the stream, take a moment to observe its clarity and brilliance. Now imagine stepping into that stream, feeling the coolness of the water as it surrounds your feet and your ankles. With each step you take, imagine the water becoming warmer and more comforting. Allow the stream to carry away any tension or stress you might feel, as if gently washing them away. As you walk through the stream, notice the colorful fish swimming gracefully beneath the water surface. Observe the vibrant hues and patterns of their scales as they glide effortlessly. As you watch them, you can't help but feel the sense of serenity and peace. Further downstream, you might come across a small waterfall. The sound of cascading water fills the air, creating a symphony of tranquility. Imagine yourself standing under the waterfall, allowing the water to cascade gently over your body. Feel its refreshing and rejuvenating energy washing away any lingering stress or worries you may have. And as you step out from under the waterfall, you feel completely rejuvenated and renewed. Take a moment to bask in this newfound sense of relaxation and inner peace. Allow the beauty of this natural oasis to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. And when you're ready, I want you to bring your awareness back to the present moment. I want you to take a few deep breaths. You can wiggle your fingers and toes and gradually open your eyes if they were closed. And I want you to carry this sense of tranquility and peace with you as you continue your day and knowing that you can return to this peaceful meadow and stream whenever you need a moment of calm. And that ends today's quick guided meditation.
Yeah, I like that. I don't know if everyone will get this reference, but remember the episode of Seinfeld, the Serenity Now thing? I can't remember if it was George or his dad, but I just always remember that Serenity Now, right? And I like this because it is, as you say, metaphorically, of course, it would be great if it was literal, but metaphorically, we can return to that place. Wherever our place is, right? So for today, obviously it was the stream and the waterfall and all of that. But if, as you say, people may have a different place, they may return to the fireplace or wherever is their happy place, wherever they find serenity. That's what I like about this, is something that people can personalize for themselves. They can do by themselves, with others, as you say, littles, middles, everybody. And then have that peaceful place, that serene place, whatever works for people, right?
Absolutely. I love that these can be so personalized and tailored to what you need or want in the moment. And engaging those senses, it really grounds you. It might not seem like it grounds you in the moment because you're visualizing something else, but it really does bring you back to the present moment when you open your eyes and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm here in this office, right? And Something that I think is really important to note here as well is a lot of times when we talk about mental health or anxiety or depression, we feel like things are out of control, right? Like, how do I control this? How do I just not have these feelings, right? Everyone has some piece of anxiety, some piece of depression. We all have those things. And what's important to note is that we do ultimately have control on how we react to those things. And it just brings it back full circle of autonomy and that creativeness and being able to say, you know what, it's okay that I'm having this anxiety right now, so I'm just going to redirect that energy. And you have the power to do that. And I think a lot of people don't realize that they have the power to shift that.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of what we've done is really empowering. And it does really afford people, hopefully, the opportunity, as you say. We all get anxious. We all have things and feelings because we're all humans. But having a place we can go, having a way that we can take control of situations and our lives and feel like we're the ones sort of steering, you know, as best we can, I think is really great. So we're going to continue this series. What are we going to do next time?
So next time is going to be similar to a visualization. It's called Leaves on a Stream. And this one in particular really hones in on anxiety and intrusive thoughts. So being able to redirect those thoughts and, you know, find that you have that control again.
Well, that sounds awesome and fun. You know, I'm already picturing because these things that we've done has caused me to sort of be a little less literal and be a little more in my mind. So I'm already picturing the leaves on the stream and sort of following one leaf as it goes down the stream and how far will it go and where will it end up and all of that. So I do appreciate not only all the exercises and ways that I can sort of get in my own head, but out of my own head and improve the imagery in my head and get a little sharper focus out of that. And I look forward to next time, as I'm sure listeners do. So thanks so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Scott. I appreciate it.
And for more information, go to uplandhillshealth.org. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. This is the Inspire Health Podcast from Upland Hills Health. I'm Scott Webb. Stay well.